Hey, everybody.
Love Talk Radio.
Kaylin Patterson. We got a live show going, had some technical difficulties, but we're up and running now. My guests are on right now. Please introduce yourself. Standing in for Mike Superhuman Newman. Hope this goes well.
This is Rex Thompson.
Hi, and I'm Charmaine Williams.
Now, you guys were kind of a dynamic duo these years and doing great things. I'm really impressed with how you've stayed together, you know, no friction. I'm sure there's been some times where you want to choke each other, but that happens in anything. Okay, I'll start with you, Rex. As a coach, when you're going about how you're doing, because, I mean, you've done some phenomenal things, and wow, I mean, first hats off, because that's just amazing.
Thank you.
How does it feel when you have these winners? I mean, because, like, it seems like every show I went to, you had somebody winning last year.
Yeah, we really did have a good year last year. 2015 was a really good year for our team. I give all the credit to my competitors. I mean, they give me their heart. They give me everything I ask and then some. And so I feel that any coach is only as good as his competitors are, you know, and as hard as his competitors are willing to listen and to work hard. And the group I have, they give me blood, sweat, tears every time I ask them.
Well, honestly, it's worked out real good for you, and I'm really impressed with just the way the competitors are stepping on stage where you have it happen. You know, as a coach, that has to be a great feeling. But to see that, you know, as a personal trainer, it's always nice to see people's bodies change. But when you actually have, you know, competitive type physique stepping on stage looking like that, that's got to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it's a good feeling to watch them go from point A to point B, and especially most of my competitors. I have a few that had competed before they got with me, but Charmaine, Ashton Bell, a few others, I started with them from the beginning. You know, Charmaine did every show with me since I think it was 2012. And Aston's first year was last year, 2014, and he's done two shows. He did Keith Hunter's show, and then he did the OCB show in DeKalb and won overall in his pro card.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I won my open pro card at.
Yeah, so that
in DeKalb, Illinois, 2012.
Yeah, so that was really exciting for me that both of them won their open pro cards overalls at that show at the same show, Charmaine in 2012 and Ashton last year.
That's awesome. I mean, that's crazy. John and Becky, we got you guys yet?
You got me. You got John Arnold.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Hello, Charmaine. What's going on? What's up, Rex?
Hey,
I've been listening to talk. You bet. Hey, y'all.
We're good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All about that competing, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're right in the middle of it, believe me. Put this thing together.
No, next week.
That's right.
Since John's on, John, I want to talk to you about the Natural Southern States Classic, because that's coming up, and that's usually, you know, there's shows that happen, and then there's shows that are the happening. And the Natural Southern States Classic is one of those shows that just draws the best of the best. I mean, top names. Even in the auditorium, whether they're sitting down. Well, first, I don't want to be disrespectful. John Arnold, just one of the top promoters, also one of the most passionate people. You and your wife have just been a blessing to this sport because you guys come with such passion. And, you know, honestly, you take away so many of the times where people would want to complain and say that things were going bad, but you actually step in to say, you know, well, something needs to be changed, and we're going to be the ones to change it as the show is going. You know, I've seen it where you are, if things weren't happening the way they should, where you or your wife were jumping in immediately to stop those kind of things from going on. So with the passion as being competitors and then stepping out and being promoters, how do you keep that drive?
Well, you know, after 19 years, it's probably people probably wonder how we do that. And, you know, I think it just goes back to, you know, where we started. You know, Becky competed for several years. You know, injuries kind of took her out of the loop. You know, and I just kind of stopped doing it probably 2 years ago, or as I call it, semi-retired. And, you know, I think it's just because we're still, you know, in our hearts, still bodybuilders. I mean, that's where we came from. And, you know, and I always tell the story, too, in regards to how I got in this whole deal, simply because, you know, I was competing in the non-tested shows, and it was really frustrating for me. And I found basically the NANBA. And they folded probably 2 years after I discovered them and came back under the NANBF and Scott Dickerson. And he convinced me to do a show, and, you know, I was kind of against it because I wanted to compete in it and not have to put it on in Kansas City and have to travel everywhere to compete. But that's, you know, that's kind of how I got in it. And I always thought to myself, I'm doing this for the guys that didn't have a fair playing field. Back when I did it, I mean, I competed in NPC for probably 6 years or better, you know, Becky and I both.
Wow.
And it was just a matter of, you know, I just saw, you know, that there needed to be something done, especially in the Kansas City area for sure. So, and that's where we kind of got it going. And that's where I think our passion still lies. That, you know, we're just trying to provide a good, you know, contest, a good venue, a great experience for, you know, our fellow bodybuilders. We consider ourselves bodybuilders. You know, we're promoters, but we're still, you know, at heart, you know, right there with you guys on stage, seriously. So that's where it has to go, and it's going to stay. So that's kind of it in a nutshell there.
That passion just, I'm always just, I have to smile when I see you both, because I know the smile at the beginning of the day is going to have some wrinkles by the time it's done, because you guys are running all over the place to make sure that everything's addressed. And I know that takes a lot, and people don't, you know, it's so many people that can critique, but I was like, unless you actually get into the mix of it, you really don't understand, you know, everything that happens backstage, make the
right
time on stage look so good.
Right. Well, and that's another thing, too. I think, you know, if you competed for several years and you're backstage and you kind of see things that you can try to, you know, if you decide you want to put on a contest, you're going to do a better job at this, that, or the other, you know. And just like anything else, you know, over the years, we've really, I mean, you change the format of our show totally. You know, we went to a two-day format years ago, and a lot of that was because we were outgrowing our facility. And believe it or not, in the Kansas City area, really, there's not anything that really kind of is, I guess, competitor-friendly. Or you have spectator friendly, but you don't have competitor friendly, or vice versa. So that's kind of why we stay at this venue. And Caitlin, you've been there, and I believe Charmaine, yeah, you've been there too, I believe. It's got great sight lines for the audience. It's a little bit, you know, the theater could be larger. So that's why we went to a 2 day format probably, you know, 8 years ago, and then we got a lot of people asking us, you know, and as far as overall, saying, you know, these shows are going long, blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, well, we've already been doing this split, and that's another reason why we did it, too, because, you know, for one, seating, for another, you know, it broke up the show and didn't go as long. And then, you know, we start growing more and more, and we thought, well, hey, let's do this running format. And we call it one and done. That was kind of how we coined it. But so the idea is now, as you know, we do this three-day format, or three-contest format, I'm sorry. So you end up, you know, you, just bikini, like on Friday night, we're going to do that. You know, we're going to start that at 6. And it should go probably not longer than 4 hours. And that's prejudging and finals. And then the next morning, of course, we're going to do our bodybuilding and a women's physique, and that should only take 4 hours. So the competitor, and then, of course, Saturday night we'll end up doing men's physique and figure. So that, you know, basically it shortens the day down, makes it a lot easier for your family and friends as well, and it's really been received really well. And the reason why we did that is basically because we heard people say, hey, you know, make it more fun for us, shorten it up a little bit, and you're going to see a lot more of the NANBF promoters do it, and some of them adopted it last year already. So, that's a good thing. It's really the evolution, and I think it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and as a trainer and a coach, I appreciate it, John. And I had a competitor in your show in St. Louis last year when you turned that show into a two-day show.
Yep.
And it makes it a lot easier for me to keep that competitor's conditioning, you know, for
right.
the whole
right.
show. When that competitor has to come out in the morning and prejudging and condition, and then you try to bring him back in the evening in condition, and if he makes it to the finals where he's going to be, you know, have a
right.
chance to win overall in the show where he needs to still be in condition. And I've had competitors where they didn't get on stage in the evening until 10 o'clock, 10:30. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it is
yeah.
very tough to hold conditioning that long.
Absolutely,
and so,
it is.
Those shows are just like God sent for a coach.
Yeah, you know, and believe me, it's kind of like, you know, when you do it, there's so many great reasons why you want to do it. For one, I mean, not only that, you know, as far as for the competitor, it's, you know, you can pinpoint a period of time, you can peak easier for it. You don't have to hold that all day. And you know, just like a lot of times, you'll see someone, they'll look so-so in the morning, and at nighttime they come in, they look nails, and then people
right.
will say, well, that's the wrong call and whatever. But, well, were you there prejudging? And you
right.
get that a lot, or the vice versa. Someone looks nails in the morning, nighttime they smooth out, but
right.
then but the judging's already over pretty much. And they look
mm-hmm.
smooth. So there you go. So it's seriously, doing it all in one like that, it really kind of takes that out of it. I think it's a lot better for you as a trainer. You can focus on one segment at a time. You know, you're with your, say, if you've got competitors in multiple facets of the show. Now for the trainers, it's still a long day. But,
right.
But I think it helps you to focus on those competitors that you're dealing with right now. Like, in other words, you only have, you know, men
right.
say bodybuilding morning and physique, so they're on that same kind of a segment. So it really kind of helps
yeah.
trainers out, competitors, you know, spectators, the whole deal. Helps us out. You know, we can get more. It opens up seating for us because you know how it is in our sport. You know, there's only, you know, if you get someone in bikini, well, you're probably not going to come watch bodybuilding next morning. You know, so
right.
as a spectator. So that's kind of the intention there to help us as well on that side of the coin. And I'll tell you what, you know, nothing bothered me more than having someone call up and say, well, my grandma can't watch me compete. It's like,
right.
oh my God, I feel horrible. You know, but
right.
that happened, you know, when you start selling out, and this has kind of remedied a lot of those things. It really has. So,
yeah. I've even had with some competitors, had family or friends come from work and basically had to tell them, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to stay to see you finish. It got so late I had to go.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, there's other things, too, that, you know, we've kind of adopted. I mean, it's subtle little things. You know, we tend to do our open classes earlier. So, you know, then you have your person who wins his pro card in front of a full
mm-hmm.
house. And then,
right.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of discovered, too, we think that, you know, novice competitors bring more spectators and whatnot. So it's, you know, just different philosophies, you know. And, you know, we've
mm-hmm.
been to shows before where, you know, the whole audience is pretty good, too. You know, and, you know, we're pretty well traveled. We went to 14 shows last year, so.
Wow.
But, and what's nice, though, is the fact that, you know, we're there and a lot of times these people or other promoters are trying to put these things together. And, you know, they'll consult with us a little bit here and there, you know, as far as since we were kind of trailblazed that whole idea, you know, and it was worked out very well for other shows as well, going 2 days and, you know, some of people going to the, you know, the running formats and whatnot. So I think it's a really good thing for, I mean, a good era, I think, for an NMBF competitor. I really do. Because we're trying to be innovative, make it friendly.
Well, you know, the thing that I appreciate is that you're not afraid to grow when you see that things are basically bursting at the seams. But you said something, John, that really blew me away. Is like you were saying, I remember the first conversation we had was you talking about how the competition was getting so much better that, you know, a couple of years from now, the people that were winning with the physique they had wouldn't be winning with the physique they had. They have to improve. And then you see, that segue to Charmaine, because my goodness, I mean, she came out, started blowing everything up, because her physique was just phenomenal almost from day one.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't, her symmetry is just, you just can't get by it. I mean, that's what's amazing about her. And on top of it, you know, the conditioning is usually there. It really is. And, you know, if you get those things put together, thanks to, you know, help from Rex, I'm sure.
a little help from me.
Yeah, a little bit of help with that. But the bottom line is, man, I'll tell you what, it's surprising to see, I mean, just the level of, you know, the talent that we have at this point. And, you know, I think a lot of it is due to, you know, better and better trainers out there. I mean, that really understand. Yeah, I mean, I really do. And you know, it's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, we didn't have trainers. And
I know I came from that era also, John, where you got ready for a show yourself.
Yeah, and even me, even when I come to the shows, I see all the beautiful bodies. I'm amazed myself. You know, when I come to these shows, it makes me work even harder. So it's a lot of beautiful bodies out there. You know, so that keeps me on my toes as well, to see the people who's next to me on stage.
I don't know about you, Charmaine, but I remember a lot of times when I wouldn't compete for about a year, and I'm like looking at all these guys, I'm going, how in the heck am I ever going to be able to compete again? You know, I mean, it scares you. You know, when you're a promoter, you're walking around looking at these guys, you're going, oh, I'm going to try to step on stage maybe next year. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's amazing the level of these guys now. They're doing very, very well, you know. And I'll tell you, I think another thing, too, is a lot of it goes back to today, you know, in all athletics, through high school, whatever. These kids are starting, they're lifting weights from the time they're like 13 years old, women, men, whatever, you know. And I think that's building a better base. What's that?
I said, I think Charmaine started pretty early, too, because, I mean.
Yes, I did. I started lifting weights I started playing around in the gym when I was about 17 years old.
Exactly.
Yes, and I was. Yes, in and out of the gym. But by the time I turned like 20, I'm 42 now. By the time I turned like 20 years old, I was in the gym quite frequently.
I mean, in that itself, you said you're 42, right?
Yes, I'm 42. So that means I had my shirt for 22 years.
I mean, and you just started competing, what, 4 years ago, is that right?
I started competing when I was 39, September 2012. I won my Master Pro card at your show, my first time ever competing
with
your bodybuilder. Yes. And,
you know,
and
you build it up through that time period, and it shows big time. So,
thank you.
But there's a good example. I mean, what's going on today? I mean, what's interesting, too, is the observation I see is the younger guys, man, they have great, you know, like, great leg development now compared to used to be when I was judging shows, I was always writing, you know, squat. Now it's like shoulders, back, because the leg development, I think, because your sports in high school is more geared towards you know, strength in the lower section and the torso, but that base is a lot better than I believe it used to be back, you know, say, you know, 20 years ago, you know, when I was competing, you know, when I was younger. But it's really funny how the body shapes are a little bit different today than they were before, and, you know, of course, you also have, you know, better nutritional supplements, you name it, and again back to you know, old school or old guys have been around the block, you know, trainers that know what they're doing, and that learning curve.
Oh, most definitely, the trainer.
Right. And then the other, and commenting on the training, I think the training has changed a lot from back in the day, and I do it a lot, and a lot of other trainers are doing a lot. We're really training outside the box of the normal exercise that everybody would do getting ready for a show, or the way you go about getting ready for the show, or stop your training this many days before the show and start carving up at this time and that time. But pretty much with my competitors, I go by the body that they have and how their body's responding to the nutrition and the training that we're doing. Charmaine, from 2012 to 2013, her nutrition was different. From 2013 to last year, 2014, I changed her nutrition again. I changed her training again. I changed how we went about what days or how many days she did cardio. Basically, I just watch and listen to her body and let her body dictate to me where she's at and then what I want to do with her body. And that's what's made the big difference in her, you know, getting better and better over the years.
It's almost like you got this ongoing sculpture that every year you change it a little bit to make it look better and better and better. I mean, it's basically what you're doing. You know,
yeah.
To make sure that you're getting everything you can out of it, no doubt. That's what's fun. I'll tell you what, you know, and Rex, I'll tell you, you know, Becky and I, we prep, you know, a handful of people every season, if you want to call it that. And I get more charge out of, you know, working with them than I ever did ever competing. I mean, it's, you know, they get on stage and I'm, you know, crazy for them, you know, whatever. So it's kind of interesting how that works, you know. But, I tell you, there's nothing more, I guess, great to see your competitor do so well. It's so rewarding, no doubt. And plus, you know, knowing full that they're doing it naturally, which, you know, that's near
right.
and dear to me. And
that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too, is just watching the natural athletes change in the way they have and evolve. There was a time when everybody thought there was a huge difference in the natural athletes and the non-natural athletes. And in my mind, I just don't feel that gap is that big anymore.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
as for their conditioning, as for their
there's still that big gap.
Yeah, I mean, there's still that gap, but I think that gap is closed as for the shape that these athletes come in and how
right.
they look. This past year, 2014, the Yarden Cup, that had to be the best show that I've seen, and I don't know when, as for the competitors that showed up there
oh, yeah,
and how
absolutely.
They looked. It was
absolutely.
Amazing from the figure, from figure to bodybuilding, even bikini. I mean, group after group that stepped on that stage just got better and better and better.
Unbelievable. Really. I mean, you know, I had front row center, so I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and I'll tell you, that's also, you know, just a you know, it's kind of like when you're competing and you say you win a pro card, that's great. But I'm gonna tell you, when they select you to judge that show, that's like winning your pro card as a judge.
Yeah.
I mean, that is actually the most prestigious thing. I was tickled to death to be selected. Becky as well, and you know, then she ended up head judging it, which that was just amazing. She told me when they told her that, she was like, oh my god. You know,
She did a phenomenal job, but I wasn't jealous of either one of you guys because there's no way I would want to get that show like that.
Yeah, believe me. it's pretty nerve wracking, but you know, it's just like anything else. You just have to go back to, you know, the roots of everything. You gotta start, you know, the symmetry. You have to make sure you're looking at the conditioning and whatnot, and it's all that total package. It really is. As I tell young competitors, I say, you know, from the judging standpoint, it starts like this. I say, if you have you know, 10 people on stage and you backlight them, okay, then see, now you're looking at just a silhouette. That's your symmetrical shape, all right? Now,
mm-hmm.
once you get that figured out, then they turn the lights on. Okay, now you're seeing the detail of the shape of the muscle, and also you have a symmetrical as far as leanness top to bottom. That's kind of how it kind of works. And if you can differentiate the symmetry side, you know, and make sure it's all there, and then that total package of leanness and full muscle bellies and whatnot, that's kind of how you try to arrive at your numbers.
Right.
But there's a lot of tricks that, you know, that you do to try to, because, I mean, you only have a real short window of opportunity to try to get it right. And,
right.
And that's kind of how you got to do it.
John,
yes, sir.
I want you to give everybody the information about your show coming up so we don't
yeah,
miss that
yeah.
part, because It's my fault that we're running short on time, so I apologize. But just get that information out there.
Yes, sir. It's the 24th and 25th. It's Friday night show. Starts at 6. The next morning, we start bodybuilding. The Friday night show is a bikini. It starts at 6. Saturday morning, we do our bodybuilding and men's physique. That starts at 9. And then we come back and we finish up with the men's physique and the figure competition at 5. You can get tickets. I'll say this a couple of times, 816-439-4362. That's 816-439-4362. And they're 24 and 28, and that's pre-show buy. There's a surcharge at door 4, so I highly recommend you get them before the show in this week, because these shows do tend to sell out. So,
this one will. It's a packed house. I'll speak for you. You don't have to say it. I'll speak for you. It's a packed house in that, and I'm just always so thankful that you guys.
A lot of energy.
The fact that the house is being packed, that's amazing.
And believe me, it's we're just humbled. I mean, seriously, about how the athletes embrace our federation in NBF. Becky and I, all of us. I promise you, every promoter in our federation we're fans of the competitors. We seriously, and we always want to do the best thing we can to make sure that they have a great experience, and that comes back to us. Seriously.
And you do that, John. You make all of us feel very good, and thank you for that. You and Becky.
Well,
yes, you do.
That.
Yes,
you
do. Both shows are great. The one in St. Louis also.
Thank you. I tell you what, we took it over and from a great lady, and she did a great job, and this year, 10th year anniversary, I'm going to try to get her out. She hasn't heard that, but I'm going to try to get her out. That's right. So anyway, that's been a blessing. We took that over, and it's been really nice. And the people of St. Louis have really embraced us, too. And we just feel like it's a whole big community now. It's great.
Yeah, and it's so much love. It's so much love from all the competitors, the people that's involved with natural bodybuilding. Like Liz, I got to give thanks to Liz Cape Trotter for making me the most beautiful suit ever. I love that suit. The way it was altered, she custom made it for me. It was beautiful, and she's going to make my next suit. I can't wait to see what it is. And I got to say thanks to her. And I love you, Coach, of course.
I love you too, even though we fight. I love you too.
It's like brothers and sisters here. There we go.
That's right. Well, right. I think it's that we're both so competitive, so I want so much and she wants so much, so sometimes we bang heads, but we always give the love in the end, and we always finish what we start and get it done.
Well, I got to tell you a real quick story about Liz. I'm going to say 4 years ago, I was actually working with a gal by Skype, first one I've ever really did, in Germany. I had a competitor that competed in my show, went there in the Army, met a gal, and so we prepped her all the way through. And she actually met her at the Arnold and got her set up for the suit. There you go. That's Liz. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
And that gal, met with her and set the suit up, took it back to Germany.
Wow.
Almost won the whole all military show up there in figures. So,
oh my gosh! I must tell this story about Liz. I got it. I don't think I said very much about this. But when I was at the Kansas City show last year, and my suit was all messed up. It was fitting all wrong, and I knew that. I'm like, I'm just trying to get up on the stage because I'm stage fighting, honestly. And I just wanted to get on stage and get off stage, do what I need to do and get off stage. And Liz saw me, and she never said anything to me ever. We never say anything to each other. When I'm backstage, I try to say, my coach tried to keep me focused as possible, and I try to do the same as well. But she saw me, she's like, "Your suit." She said, "Charmaine, your suit." And I'm looking at her, she's like, "It's just She was really disgusted by how this suit was. She's like, come here, Charmaine. Let me fix your suit. And I mean, she got me. It took her all but a matter of 2 minutes to make my suit fit perfectly. And then I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. When I went on that stage, I felt so comfortable. And I gotta say thank you, Liz, so much for that. And from that on, I knew that girl had a beautiful heart. It's so many people in this business that has, like, hearts of gold, and I love him. I love
right.
Natural Bodybuilding, you know. And my sponsor, I got to say, thanks to P4P, that the most compassionate sponsorship I ever – I mean, they're just – P4P, it's unbelievable, really. So I
yeah,
just got to say thanks.
They're good people. Yeah, you know, we've met with them several times as well. So yeah, we're both well aware, and they're great in St. Louis as well. You know, we've got a lot of really good sponsors that have been stuck with us. You know, one you all know them, First Form. They've been really tight with us for several years in St. Louis, and you know, we really appreciate all their help. You know, it's been very good for us, no doubt. So it's helped spread the word, but. Yeah, you know, and oh, by the way, you know, Liz is emceeing our show this year, so she's multifaceted.
Oh yes.
Not only she does great suits, but she's a good MC too, isn't she, Kaylin?
Yeah, she is. She's a good everything, good interviewer, good everything.
Yeah, she is a very, very sweet person. Liz is.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, by the way, guys, I always love, you know, like we could talk about the love, you know, like the community. I always love this. You know, I do my seminars, and Charmaine's been to it. And I always start out with, you know, I tell them, I said, you know, you're going to meet a lot of great people. And what's kind of interesting is the fact that everybody in this room understands you. Your family and friends all think you're crazy. You're narcissistic.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? And I'm telling you, this when you go to these shows, it's like it's all, hey, you understand me. It's because we're all in this together. We understand it. And it's a family.
Yeah, it is. It is just like
this.
One big
I
family backstage
this.
And everything.
Yes,
it is.
But I must say this. At every show, I come to win. I'm sorry. I love everybody. But when I step on that stage, Charmaine coming to try and win. I love
everybody
there. But when I stand on, every time I'm there, I work my tail off to get on that stage for the win.
Mm-hmm.
I must say that. I'm sorry.
That's your only sorry for that.
I have to say that, but I love everybody. But when I'm at that show, whatever show that I'm at, I'm trying to stay focused, get on that stage, and take the win. That's what
Charmaine. Okay, listen to this, because we got a short time, but I'm gonna say it. Maggie Guarino, Sunny and Cuba. Let me get out just though, Moji Alua. Just and on the guy side, I know these guys go to those shows because they want to be with the best of the best. Marshall Johnson, they're looking to get out there to win, but they don't want to have the easy win. They want to compete.
Oh no!
So when you're saying what you're saying, nobody's mad about that.
I don't ever want to do a show if there's not good competitors in the show. And that's why I respect John and Becky Arnold, the kind of show they put on, the competitors that they draw to their shows. Keith Hunter, the competitors that he draws to his shows. The Jordan, Cup. The Kansas City show. All those shows draw great competitors, and those are the shows that I do over and over and over again with the different competitors that I have because I always feel to be the best, you got to beat the best.
That's right.
Thank you,
guys. And I got to say thank you, John,
Becky,
Keith Hunter.
Yeah.
And you,
Caitlin
Patterson.
And by the way, hey, by the way, you guys, I'm going to put a plug in. You remember Keith Hunter and Becky Hunter and Becky Arnold and John Arnold were doing USA in St. Louis, too. Remember that? Coming up.
Yes, I know. I already got a competitor ready for that show.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. All right, guys. We got to call it.
All right, you guys be good. We'll see you at the Southern
Classic.
See
you guys.
Bye bye.
See you show, John.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.